Yes, sir. I don't know how everybody else is going to perform, but I'm trying to perform best. And I feel that's a personal goal for me, and it will mean a lot if I do get drafted top tackle. So I excel at the run blocking, I think, because I worked on it a lot. But I've also worked the pass. It was limited, but I feel I'm decent enough, and I will prove myself if there's anybody doubting that I can't pass block. I look at it as run blocking. You can be as aggressive as you want, long as you get a good piece of your body on your defender. So when I come off a run blocking, my main focus is just to get myself in a position to block, and then just use my lower body strength to make the best out of the block. And pass protection, you're a little more cautious because you don't want to overset a guy or be too aggressive, because that's how you get beat. But as far as run blocking, it's just easier, I think, just because you can come off the ball how you want it. As long as you have yourself in good position, you'll be able to block them. I wouldn't say angry, but I'm not trying to be nice. Well, I'm far from a thug. I've never been in really any trouble. Besides, growing up, I was kind of bad, but that's because I had older brothers. But if they're not looking for a thug, they can invest in me. Oh, yes, sir, I'm rugged. Yes, sir, I'm rugged. Rugged, real gritty. Well, I've talked a lot with my family, and it's basically the financial situation back home. I didn't come from much, so it's something that I considered, and I talked it out with them, and I just promised my mom that I would go back to get my degree. And also, I put in for the underclassmen advisory committee, and it came back, and I had a good grade from that. So it just made my decision a little easier. That's my plans. I really have only two younger siblings, and it would be a blessing if I could help my mom put them through college and stuff like that. That would just be like something on my heart that I would love to do. But as far as my older brothers and sisters, I'm going to help them out as much as I can because they have kids. But I've learned a lot from them, but I don't feel that's my responsibility. But I'm going to help my family out as much as I can. I won't let anyone take advantage of me just because I'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, do something for myself. But it's something that I think about doing, and I'm going to be smart about it. Right after the BCS game, I took like 2 days off just to let my body recover before I hit the weight room hard, but I really wanted to work on like just my run form and everything like that, just letting my body heal and getting back up. But everything was just to maintain, because we worked out hard throughout the whole season. There's many things I will learn, but I talked to a few teams, and they told me really just staying consistent. And like steps and hand placement and stuff like that. That's things that I've noticed myself, and it's good hearing it from them because they see it too. But that's things I will work on, like hand placement and technique, stuff like that, and which I could learn from different people. Anybody at Auburn could vouch for me as far as my work ethic at the university, and it's something that I kept to myself, and it was just a fire under me that I wanted to succeed, and this was my ultimate goal. So it's not a whirlwind. It's something that I really expected.